Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, the one who wants us water baptized, the one who wants to pour out his Spirit on us. That's only day one, brethren. God doesn't want us stopping at day one because there's another day. Hallelujah. And again, the next day, John stood and two of his disciples. See, because God is pointing them now toward the corporate. There's a time that we meet Jesus alone, but then there's a time we've got to be joined to two or three gathered in his name. Praise God. It's not just you and Jesus. That'll cause you to dry up so fast. But you find something when you get with the brethren, those that are the true brethren, and you begin to flow with them in the Spirit of God. You begin to feel like you could soar like an eagle. And when you're light, when we were in some nations I've been to, like the last one I was at, there were times I felt I was going to physically die in the meeting. That's how bad. There was no sign of the anointing. It was nothing but entertainment that you could get in a movie house. And it saddened me that some of the worship that went on in those churches reminded me of the Tarzan movies I grew up. There wasn't a drop of anointing on it. It was tribal worship dressed up as the house of God. I'm telling you, in this hour, God's not looking for that. He's looking for a people to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen? And we must identify the true people of God and be linked to them in these days. Amen? Pray. That's why I'm here today, because you are family to me. Hallelujah. And maybe what I can say here, I can get away with. You know, at your home, you can get away with things that you can't get away in other places. But over the years, we've been greatly received and loved. A lot of times I say, ooh, that's going to be the last time I get to speak at Durham. Because I know what Brother McKinnon believed. I know his theology, and I love the man dearly. And I just heard this recently. He rubbed shoulders with Latter Rain Brethren. He had a diversity of ministry in his life. And he was sold out to Christ. And there are many here that are saved that are in this church for years because of the ministry of the McKinnons. And I thank God for Brother and Sister McKinnon. And think of them often. Amen. And they took Arlene and I like we were their children, and they loved us and often visited us. And so the Lord doesn't want you going out alone. He needs you to be with the twos and threes that are serving him. Ivan Spencer, the founder of Elam Bible School, said the true church of Jesus Christ in the last days will only be found in the twos and threes. Praise God. It's not always going to be in the numbers. It's going to be with those that love him. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Oh, there's the next day. It's one thing receiving salvation. Following him means you pay the cost, as that song sung. You give up whatever it takes to follow him. Amen? And then Jesus turned and saw them following and said unto them, he'll only speak to you, as our brother was sharing, on the level you want to go. If you want to stay in a baby pool, that's where he'll talk to you. He'll stroke you. And some of God's people, you can only talk to them on the baby level. But God wants you to swim in the rivers of God. He doesn't want us in a baby pool. He wants us where the water of God flows over our heads. And but the water of God will carry you. It will not drown you. It will carry you. It will carry you to the city of God. And show you that mighty river that John saw. Amen. There's a river that God wants us in this hour. Amen. He doesn't want us in some stagnant stream by ourselves. And here's where Jesus is going here. And what seek ye? What is the reason you're following me? That will come many times in your walk with God. What is the motive for you following me? And he goes on to say, Master. And he goes on in 39, he says, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And the 10th hour is the time of testing. In the time of testing, are you going to choose him or your own way? The reason he saved you, he came to where you were, was to bring you to where he dwells. And he dwells in the house of God. Above those, among those that want to go all the way with God, you're wasting your time being in a church where they're all half-hearted. God wants us in a place where they're all going in the same direction. Hallelujah. Like the book of Joel, an army in unity. Hallelujah. How many are glad for that? And I'll go over the earth to find them. I am not addicted to mission work, even since this last trip. I want to be a son more than a missionary. But if I could find a hungry group, I don't care if it's in a house meeting. I don't care where it is. God wants us to be with the twos and threes that are following him all the way. I know you've been through a lot, but it's time now to stop sitting in this baby pool crying over the past. It's time now to come out where the water is fresh, where the sun is shining, where there's a revelation of the face of God. God wants to show you something, his of his glory. He didn't save you so you could die again and go back under sin. He saved you that you could be brought onto him and to find out what God's plans are for your life. Amen. The last picture before I close is John 12. John 12. We're staying in the Gospel of John. There's a lot in the Gospel of John and John 12. And it's a book that you could study forever and not fully receive it all. But there's a group of Greeks. It's always puzzled me. Verse 20. And here's the Pharisees, who are the religious know-it-alls of that hour, and they don't want to be at any feast where Jesus is at. But these Greeks who are unknown go to this feast. I don't know how they got there. It was for the Jews, yet they came. And there were certain Jews among them that came to worship at the feast. And the same came therefore to Philip, which is of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired and said, Sir, we would see Jesus. Hallelujah. One of the things about Jesus is you'll have to see him on his conditions. Let me say that again. If you want to see Jesus, you have to see Jesus on his conditions, not yours. The first place you see him is at the cross. You just can't find him in a theological book. You can't find him just in the Bible. You just can't find him just by continually examining all the doctrines. You got to find him. He's greater than any doctrine. The person of Christ is what we need. And there's no record here that Jesus dropped what he was doing to go out to see them. Did you notice that? It reminds me very similar to when his natural family said to him, we want him to come out here and talk to us. And I believe they commanded Jesus. And they'd already had disowned him, but they wanted to bother him. And Jesus said, who is it? I have a word for them. I hope it gets back to them. Who is my mother and father? Those that serve, that love the Lord, do his will. Hallelujah. Nobody commands Jesus. But we got so many movements in Canada and America that are ordering Jesus around. Amen. They're ordering Jesus around. We're not to order him. We're to serve him. And so we see, and so Jesus says, I have a picture for these Greeks. I'm not dropping what I'm doing. And Jesus answered, the hour has come that the Son of Man shall be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat shall fall on the ground and die, it shall abide alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Hallelujah. If any man shall serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there you shall be. Hallelujah. And where is he? He's in the throne. He's not calling us to be to heaven. People worship heaven more than they worship Jesus. A lot of people want to go to heaven. Amen. I remember this story being told to me by Brother and Sister Johnson. We've sung a lot of songs that were birthed in a move of God. And we used to sing a song, Come and See Great King David's House. Remember that, brother? And what did one of the young people at Shippensburg say? I got to go to Brother Johnson's house, man. And Brother Johnson, believe me, I was to his house. And he had a big house. But it wasn't the Tabernacle of David. Because the tabernacle of David is a house that is, that has all the world in it, worshiping God in one spirit. In my house there are many mansions. He's not asking you to pick your favorite one. He's asking you to be where he is. Amen. In the very throne of God. Now that very throne that has interceded for you to be saved is the same throne that's calling you to overcome and to be married unto him in that throne. Because the marriage supper of the Lamb will be held in the throne of God. He's calling us to the throne. Many come to the throne to be saved, but you don't realize something. It's not just a throne of grace. And I appreciate grace, and I preach on it as much as I can, but I don't camp at the truth of grace. I don't buy into hyper grace, hyper faith. I endorse the grace of Jesus. Not man's brand, but Jesus' brand. And the grace of Jesus sometimes will give you a thorn in the flesh. It's not just a grace that saves us and lets us do what we want to do. I'm glad for the times where the Lord has interfered with my life. Amen? And made me go his way. I'll never forget, and I have not forgotten many things that have been said to me by my pastor. And I hope you'll never forget the things that your pastor teaches you. One thing my pastor said to me, he said, "Brother, some people have the choice to come." He said, "But I believe that some do not have the choice." He said, "You and me," he said, "have not had a choice. Because Jesus has apprehended us." You think Paul had a choice on the road to Damascus? Pinned to the ground? I would have said, "Yes, Lord, what do you want me to do?" Lightning hit, a light comes down, knocks him on the ground. A seed had been planted in him. Remember Paul said, "He appeared to me last." But sometimes the last appearance is better than the first one. The first appearance of Jesus to Paul was a revelation of the Jesus who died on the cross, who forgave those. He saw that when he looked at Stephen, he saw the cross. He saw the man who died for him. But on the road to Damascus, he saw the resurrected Christ. Hallelujah. And it's through the resurrection of Jesus that we're saved. The death of Christ pins our sins to the cross. It causes us to see that we're a sinner without him. But we don't stay there. We come to that abundant life that God has for us. Amen. And so he's telling the Greeks, why did the Greeks want him? The Greeks wanted him so they could argue with him about wisdom and philosophy. Remember, the Greeks were the authorities. A lot of times, certain people will seek us out for certain reasons.